Samoan authorities have launched money laundering investigations into two churches with branches in New Zealand and Australia. It's part of ongoing action against cryptocurrency OneCoin, which has been labelled a pyramid scheme and is banned in Samoa. Mackenzie Smith reports.
Despite the dramatic arrest of OneCoin's leader at an American airport in March, the company had managed to stay out of the limelight in the Pacific. That changed last Thursday when Samoa's central bank said Samoan businesses, individuals and churches had been caught up in a multi-billion dollar scam. The revelations add to global scrutiny on cryptocurrencies, an industry of largely unregulated digital assets. The central bank's acting governor, Gilbert Wongsen, says hundreds of Samoans have invested money in OneCoin despite a ban in place locally since last year.
It's something that people need to have a good understanding of what it is all about. And this is one of the efforts that the central bank is working on to make sure that not only the people of Samoa, but that the financial system is not exploited.
The central bank said last week that OneCoin had managed to circumvent the ban by funneling millions of dollars through New Zealand. The bank alleges the company used at least two churches with branches in Samoa and New Zealand as investment vehicles. Mr. Wongsen says there are active investigations into the Samoa Worship Centre and the Samoan Independent Seventh-day Adventist Church. He says these will include looking at whether they breached Samoan anti-money laundering laws by trading OneCoin in Samoa. A pastor with the Samoa Worship Centre, Josh Seuli, says the church is innocent.
Honest to God, that we've never done any transfer or any transaction using the Worship Centre accounts. And I think it's in the hand of a lawyer in the legal team of the church.
Mr. Seuli estimates roughly 500 worship centre parishioners in Samoa have invested in OneCoin. But he says most people, including himself, did so before the central bank imposed a ban on OneCoin transactions last May. An Auckland-based representative of the Samoan Independent Seventh-day Adventist Church declined to comment. But according to one expert, OneCoin's utilisation of churches is part of a series of cryptocurrency scams targeting deprived populations. Campbell Pentney from Auckland law firm Bell Gully says Pacific and Māori communities are often the first port of call.
We've seen this in Samoa. In these communities, there is an enhanced sense of family and community bonds, and with that comes a very strong sense of trust. And of course, trust can be exploited by these scams.
The bulk area-based OneCoin has not responded to requests for comment, but has maintained it's a safe and reliable investment. This is Mackenzie Smith.